It was also time for Muhammad's youngest daughter, Fatima, to be married, and Muhammad gave her to Ali. The couple set up house near the mosque. Muhammad also took a new wife, Umar's daughter Hafsa, who had been recently widowed. She was beautiful and accomplished, and at the time of her marriage to the Prophet was about 18 years old. Like her father, she could read and write, but she also had Umar's quick temper. Aisha was happy to welcome her into the household. Aisha would be jealous of Muhammad's other wives, but the growing bond between their fathers made these two girls firm friends. They particularly enjoyed ganging up together against the stolid, unimaginative Sauda. Aisha may by this time have moved into the apartment that had been prepared for her in the mosque, though Tabari says that because of her youth, she was allowed to remain for a while longer in her parents' house. Muhammad was an indulgent husband. He insisted that his wives live frugally in their tiny, sparse huts, but he always helped them with the household chores and looked after his own personal needs, mending and patching his clothes, cobbling his shoes, and tending to the family goats. With Aisha particularly, he was able to unwind, challenging her to foot races and the like. She had a sharp tongue and was by no means a shy or submissive wife, but she liked to spoil Muhammad, anointing his hair with his favourite perfume and drinking from the same cup. One day, while they were sitting together, the Prophet busily repairing his sandals, she saw his face light up at a passing thought. Watching him for a moment, she complimented him on his bright, happy expression, and Muhammad got up and kissed her forehead, saying, "O Aisha, may Allah reward you well. I am not the source of joy to you that you are to me." Muhammad lived cheek by jowl with his family and companions and saw no opposition between his public and private life. It was possible for his wives to hear every word that was spoken in the mosque from their apartments. The emigrants had immediately noticed that the women of Medina were different, less rigorously controlled than in Mecca, and soon found that their own wives were picking up the free and easy ways of the Medinese women. Omar was furious when his wife started to answer him back instead of meekly accepting his reproaches, and when he rebuked her, she simply replied that the Prophet allowed his wives to argue with him. Trouble was brewing. Muhammad's deliberate conflation of public and private was a blow to male supremacy, which can only exist if this distinction is maintained.